This is Brayden.
And this is Nathan.
And today we're going to be talking about how and why you should legalize marijuana.
First of all, it kind of helps, like, illnesses, like, sicknesses, I guess.
It also, if you are diagnosed with cancer, it's also tended to slow it down and make sure it doesn't form as fast on all parts of your body. And, smoking it or even, eating it, slows the process down if you, or even gets the cancer, like, takes the cancer away for a while. So, it would deny the cancer, and you wouldn't have to, deal with living with it. And then scientists are, trying to make a drug out of it, or, not a drug out of it, are trying to make, a medicine out of it where it prevents cancer, like, totally, like a flu shot.
It doesn't prevent it. It just kind of helps, like, slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, but they're still working on the preventing. And the next subject is that, like, it's better than nicotine and tobacco use. Nicotine and tobacco use can give you lung cancer. Well, I don't know about nicotine, but tobacco certainly can give you lung cancer, but
even tobacco gives you gum cancer.
Tobacco is like it kills your body, so it's not really the best thing you should have. So I think that weed would be better for you when you're for the long run, even though it's a drug and it's legal still, like recreational, not medical.
Next thing we'll be talking about is how it does not cause violence.
Violence with weed is that the only thing that would be violent about is gang violence. Like, that's on the other side, the cons. Gang violence, because we all know that they do drug deals, they fight over it, they shoot people, they kill people over it. So it would start more problems in that kind of era. But it wouldn't. When you're smoking weed, what we've researched is that you don't really feel anything, and you're really calm. Unlike alcohol makes you tend to lose, your feelings, and,
like, you have no feelings, like, you have no mindset. Like,
yeah, so you're just doing whatever you have to do. And the cons to the gang violence also is that starting gang violence could hurt, like,
kids, family.
Yeah.
Innocent people.
Innocent people? Like, yeah, it could hurt innocent people.
Civilians.
Because gang violence can't just go on in, like, a separate place and everybody. It's gonna go on, like, in the street, in the city. You never know. And someone might be right there, and it would just cause more problems in the world. The next thing we're gonna talk about is back to the cancer thing. It's, like, we don't know yet that it would fully prevent it, but the research says that it's, like, an 80% chance that it would. But now, since it's medical, people that have cancer, they have a medical card, and since it just became medical, doctors and researchers are looking over if it prevents it for a longer time, then you have to deal with cancer and killing you as fast as it does.
Medical marijuana, like, help with seizures and what is it? I don't know if it's still dyslexia.
Yeah, also,
it helps with, like, people to slow them down so they don't talk as fast because stuttering a little bit.
I also did research last night. It also does ADHD. It helps ADHD a lot because ADHD makes you where you can't stand still or sit still for a while. So it
makes you go crazy.
Yeah, ADHD, because you usually take meds for ADHD, but that only sets you down for, like, 8 or 7 hours. So weed would sit you down, and it's more easier to do if it becomes recreational and medical. The next subject is it helps chronic pain and any muscle pain. So when you're high, your body goes into, like, this trance where you're not even moving. You can't tell what's going on around you. Your eyes start getting blurry, and your muscles just start to slow down, and you start twitching, because the twitching means that your muscles, like, they're trying to go to sleep, and you're just, and they're trying to rest, but you're not letting them, so it's just, it's weird, but I think that if you're, like, in a car accident, a really bad car accident, like I was a couple weeks ago, or last month, like, I think it would be good if you were over the age 18. I wouldn't say 21, because 21, weed doesn't hurt your brain. It can't really affect your brain. I mean, it can make you psychotic if you eat edibles a lot, but edibles aren't the same thing as weed, because they're laced with all different things. But the cons to weed are that it would cause more DUIs, driving under the influence, because weed is basically like alcohol. It fucks with your brain, you can't tell what's going on around you, you're not paying attention, you can't concentrate, and your whole body is just shutting down. And I went through like 4 websites, and it says it's kind of a gateway drug, but it's really not, because weed's unaddictive. Weed can't be addictive. The only thing addictive about weed is the high.
But it's the feeling. You want it more and more and more. It drags you in, kind of. You're never addicted.
Yeah, you can't get addicted to weed, but you can get addicted to the high. And the other thing is, the other con is like underage use. So if some kid's parents used weed, medical marijuana, for their pain or something, and they're out of, like, they're gone out of the house, and the kids find it, I mean, I think it would be bad. I mean, it's not going to hurt them, but it would be terrible, because they don't know what they're going to do, and they can't concentrate, so something might happen.
To me, I feel like if the parents are doing medical marijuana, the kids would feel or have the motive thinking it's okay to try it and do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, why couldn't they try it if their parents are doing it?
Me, personally, my parents tell me don't do stuff they haven't done. And my parents have smoked weed before. I'm not gonna lie, I have smoked weed before. And it's an okay feeling. Like, I probably will do it again in the future. I know I will.
Weed if you say an okay feeling.
I mean, like, it makes me feel weird, like, my body starts tingling.
Yeah, that's...
Like, my head spins. It's weird, but...
The last con is that it throat pain. Well, that's any smoking, but weed is such a stronger substance, is that you don't feel it, but it burns your throat, unlike nicotine and tobacco. From experience, yes, I know. Nicotine and tobacco should go straight to your throat, so you'll feel it. That's how you get a buzz off of nicotine real fast, or tobacco. But weed, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to actually kick in. Because, like, once you inhale, it goes down your throat for about 2 minutes, and it just starts, like, sizzling and burning. But it's only for, like, 2 seconds. And then you feel it, and it's just straight up. You don't even know where you are then. So, yeah, that's our podcast. And that's why we should legalize marijuana.
And I'm Nathan.
And I'm Braden.
Have a nice night.